WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, earlier this week, you heard reports of a home invasion and sexual assault in Westfield. Today, an arrest has been made in that incident from Tuesday afternoon. 22-year-old Terrence Rue of Plainfield faces multiple charges and is being held at the Union County Jail. Investigators so far have not released further details on the nature of the attack. For the fourth time in recent weeks, there's been a school bus crash in Lakewood, this one happening last night on Route 9, when a southbound Dodge Challenger swerved into the path of the bus going northbound. The Challenger, police say, had been cut off by a Ford Expedition making a turn into a banquet hall. That driver got a summons. No students were seriously injured. We first told you about this yesterday. A Republican running for town council in Middlesex County is in trouble for stealing election campaign signs.
Monroe police say 51-year-old Timothy Esso is charged with theft by unlawful taking, a disorderly person's offense. He's accused of stealing campaign signs along Applegarth Road 2 weeks ago. Despite a press release from the county prosecutor's office, it is being handled in municipal court. Esso is running against Democrat Rupa Siegel, as the current Ward 2 councilman is not seeking re-election. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A new survey finds 73% of Jersey voters over 50 support the idea of the state making full payments to its pension fund every year. Dan Cassino of the FDU poll says the survey also finds strong support for the state's new retirement savings program, New Jersey Secure Choice.
82% of voters over 50 say that they favor this plan. And of those that favor it, 90% of them say that it should be rolled out quickly.
The survey also finds most workers in Jersey don't think they have enough money to retire comfortably, and about 25% report having elevated stress levels. Are you a bourbon fan? Evan Williams, Elijah Craig, Larceny, and others, they are all produced by Kentucky-based Heaven Hill, which has announced a tentative contract agreement with the union that's been representing striking workers. That strike's been going on for 6 weeks, threatening production, and comes right before the agreement does. Replacement workers were to be brought in. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on podcast. Weather turning a bit unsettled. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
On your radio, online, and on your smart speaker.
New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey fast traffic.
So pretty busy along the New Jersey Turnpike. Both spurs to the car in the truck lanes and no exiting farther south at exit 12. That ramp is blocked off on the southbound approach with tractor-trailer accident still being cleared out of the way. The traffic is pretty slow on the parkway each way between 142 and 145. Southbound crash by 143 still there in the left lane. 287, a real log jam on the southbound side. Coming down to exit 47 at Route 202 Montville. Remnants of a vehicle fire still being tended to. 22 east and north Plainfield at Rock Avenue. That's a crash. One lane is closed off. Route 70 in Lakewood East at Airport Road, you've got a crash. Still have some road work on 37 West over by Holiday City. Watch out for that. The right lane blocked. And if you're leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, looks like 5 to 10 minutes at the very most on the tunnels. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Joel Myra, New Jersey traffic south. We are really packed at the Delaware Memorial Bridge southbound from Hook Road, Route 40 to the bridge at Midspan, where we have road work. Traffic is jammed from the New Jersey Turnpike as well. And the Ben Franklin Bridge and the Commodore Barry Bridge, a little busy across their spans leaving New Jersey as well. Tacony Palmyra Bridge has a drawbridge opening, so you have to avoid that. And then watch out for some road work also. Forgot to mention the Walt Whitman Bridge has a couple lanes that are blocked off as well. Traffic is slow off the Walt also on to 76 down to Creek Road at 42. And 70 is slow both ways, Marlton and also in Medford. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For only $77, Guaranteed Service will tune up both your heating system and water heater and give you a no-breakdown guarantee throughout the entire season, or your repair is free. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or book online at GuaranteedService.com.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Byron, New Jersey traffic south.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Here we go, diving into the next to last weekend of October, and our weather turns a bit unsettled here, as a weak storm system will push in clouds and could deliver some showers tomorrow. Having said that, I'm confident that the bulk of the weekend will be dry. Clouds roll in tonight. It'll be cool, but not too cold. Lows around 50 degrees. And tomorrow we'll see lots of clouds and a few showers, especially through the first half of the day in the northern half of the state. Highs tomorrow come down to the lower 60s. Sunday promises to be the nicer, brighter, drier day of the weekend. Partly sunny and seasonable. Highs push into the mid-60s. Chance of rain developing for North Jersey Sunday night. Monday warms up into the 70s, but another chance of widespread rain pushes in Monday night. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Camden, 67, Franklin, 68, Bloomingdale, 65. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. Breast cancer is the most common cancer among women in New Jersey. Schedule your regular breast cancer screenings today. Early detection saves lives. Brought to you by New Jersey 101.5 and Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. Visit him at robsellsnj.com.
New Jersey 101.